The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, as I said, I can set my clock to the fact that you're going to be there 20 past, so I know there's issues with technology and not with you.
I'm always here at 20 past, never fail. But let's get into it because there has been a lot of news over the weekend. I know you all want your updates.
Sure. Yes, no, let's talk revenge attacks and the like. Let's talk the assassination of Fakhrizadeh, Mohsen himself.
Was the assassination that happened on Friday of Iran's chief nuclear scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. He wasn't just the head of the nuclear program. He was also a member of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Now, there has been a lot of speculation that Israel conducted this assassination, or it happened via the hand of Israel, and the Iranians are most certainly blaming Israel. This is still conjecture. There has been no confirmation or denial from Jerusalem, as is the policy, despite some, we'll use it in inverted commas, officials or insiders talking to journalists and saying that perhaps Israel was involved. It could also be the Americans who were involved as the Trump administration starts to wind down. You know, there was the possibility, we discussed it a couple of weeks ago, whether or not the Americans would attack. So nobody's ruling out anybody, or nobody's confirming anybody. But what we do know at the moment is that our foreign ministry has given the green light in the light of threats for reprisals and calls for revenge, such as bombing perhaps the city of Haifa, or calling for maximum human casualties. We have beefed up our security at our embassies and consulates around the world, and I know many Jewish installations have done the same. Incidentally, if Israel is to strike at any enemy, it is surgical and with precision and with as little human casualty as possible.
I did see a clip of Prime Minister Netanyahu sitting on the beachfront in Kesaria talking to about a four-year-old little kid, looking very relaxed and very unfazed by current events, Rolien.
I don't know if this was Netanyahu or a very, very good lookalike.
Okay.
But yeah, he has had quite a busy few days, one of which has been events this afternoon. We were all waiting with bated breath for the big announcement to come from Bibi. He said earlier today that there will be a special announcement from within a Likud meeting at 3 o'clock today. We all thought we're going to elections. Well, you know, nobody's really fazed, because what 2020 is missing right now is yet another Israeli election. We have it on confirmation from the Prime Minister that he doesn't want to go to early elections. He wants unity. The Finance Minister, Israel Katz, saying, don't worry, the budget will be passed before the deadline. However, we do have the leader of the opposition, Yair Lapid, of the Yesh Atid party, trying to push for the Knesset to move forward and dissolve the current Knesset. And we do have the blue and white trying to push forward several bills that don't have very much coalition support, but they are very interesting bills. The one is the basic law on equality, which is aimed to enshrine the right to equality and the prohibition of discrimination. This is being pushed forward by Gantz and the blue and white. The surrogacy law, which would enable us to expand the circle of those entitled to surrogacy, and expand the circle of women who can serve as surrogates, and regulate the possibility of surrogacy outside of Israel. This is a very big issue for the LGBTQ community. And another law called the Basic Law, the Declaration of Independence, which requires judges to interpret all Israeli legislation, including all other basic laws, in light of our declaration of independence. And these are quite progressive laws, but at the moment it doesn't seem to have the backing of the coalition. So let's see what happens for the rest of the day. But I think Bibi's not looking so relaxed as the day progresses on.
The announcement that he was supposed to have made at 3, could that have anything to do with the Kushner visit to Saudi Arabia?
I don't think it does. I think that he's perhaps testing the waters. Kushner is off to Saudi Arabia to meet with the Crown Prince in a last-ditch effort to try to push for more countries to normalize ties with Israel. This is as we count down to the incoming Biden administration. You know, last week we had reports that the King of Saudi wouldn't normalize, and the Saudis perhaps would only normalize relations with Israel upon his passing. And some chatter today that, you know, we're still waiting for absolute confirmation from the Saudis that will allow for planes to use their airspace. And, you know, this was a very, very big and very, very well-received announcement a couple of weeks ago. We don't know where the backtrack is there. Perhaps it's another reason why Kushner is on his way to Saudi. But we do have some more progress, as we can report day by day, with regards to normalization, and that is the company called Watergen. Some of you might be familiar with it. It's the company, the Israeli startup, that literally recreates water from air. It signed a massive memorandum of understanding with the UAE. And very worrying is hearing from our new Bahraini friends that they're a little bit nervous to go into the Temple Mount for fear that Palestinian authorities will not allow them to go up or to use their IDs and of possible harassment. But we do have it also on good authority from the municipality of Jerusalem that they will be doing absolutely everything in their power to make sure that our new friends, our cousins from just down the region will be able to come in safe and sound.
I want to go back to the Saudi normalization issue. Aren't the Saudis actually playing this supremely well, given that Trump is on his way out, given that Biden is far more of Obama-esque in his approach to Iran? Wouldn't the Saudis be able to use normalization with Israel as a massive bargaining tool with the Biden administration?
Well, let's see how it progresses. I think they're waiting to see what happens with the incoming administration, what its foreign policy is, where they stand vis-a-vis the Saudis. The Trump administration was much more friendly towards the Saudis than the Obama administration. It will be very interesting to see if they do use normalization as a very crafty chess piece. You know, we're certainly waiting with bated breath. It's the big whale that we want in our normalization bag.
Sure. And then apparently it's Jewish Refugee Commemoration Day. People forget that there were so many hundreds of thousands of Jewish refugees around 1947-48.
This is a very, very important day in the Jewish calendar. And I'm quite sad that it doesn't get marked with any kind of fanfare like other days do. This is a day where we commemorate the nearly 1 million Jews from MENA countries, that's Middle East and North African countries, who were literally expelled after their property was confiscated. They were persecuted, ethnically cleansed, many of them murdered from countries that they had lived in for millennia. Yeah. And after the establishment of the State of Israel, these countries, including countries like Morocco, Libya, Algeria, Iran, Tunisia, Iraq, and various others, expelled Jews, and they became refugees. You know, at this time of the year, when we commemorate the UN partition agreement and the splitting of what was then British Mandate Palestine into land for the Arabs and land for the Jews to form a country, we forget that it had an incredible impact on Jewish communities in this country. And I urge you all, whoever's on social media, I've posted up on my Facebook page, on my Twitter page, please go and share the stories of the 850,000 plus who were expelled from their homes.
Rolene Marks, we managed to get it all in. What do you know? Thank you so much, as always, and can't wait to chat to you tomorrow already.
Likewise. I'm already preparing. What can I say?
Cheers, Rolene, and thank you so very much.
Cheers, guys.